one word on the Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Shemini. The Parashat that talks about the death of the sons of Aharon. Mekorbatam es sara lifnei Adonai vayamutu. So the Pasuk says in the Parashah, ויקחו בני אהרון נדב ואביהו איש מחתתו. So נדב ואביהו take the pans, ויתנו בהם אש, and they put a fire in the pan, וישימו עליה כתורת, and they put כתורת in the pan, ויקריבו לפני אדוני אש זרה, they brought a alien fire, אשר לא סיבה אותם, that Hashem did not command them to do. What were they supposed to do? It says they took a fire that they shouldn't have done. Hashem lo tziva otam. So what should they have done? Rashi says, well, it sounds like that was the sin. They took a fire from somewhere that they shouldn't have taken it. But Rashi then comes down and says that why did they die b'nei Aharon? He gives other reasons. What's the other reasons that are given? So if you go back into Sefer Shemot, Parashat Yitro, it says over there by Yitro that when they were giving the Torah, in the days of Matan Torah, it says that the Zekenim, Nadab, Abihu, Shemim, and Zekne Yisrael, they sat down to have a seudah. The pasuk says, "Vayichezu et ha'Elohim, vayichlu vayishtu." When they were having the seudah, there was a revelation of God at the seudah, at the time of Matan Torah. This is "Vayichezu et ha'Elohim," and they took a glimpse. So the Midrash says that really they were supposed to die at this point, because in the middle of eating a seudah, when you're eating, you don't glance at the Shekhinah. It's not proper. The pasuk even says they were supposed to die. The pasuk says, "Asileh b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado." That means God wanted to cast His hand on them at that moment, because of the avera that they committed, but Borei Olam had patience on them. He didn't want to ruin the day of Simchat Torah. So over here, clearly you see the sin of Bnei Aharon. So they sat down and they had a seudah, seudat mitzvah, seudat siyum masechet. They got the Torah. And at the seudah, they glanced at the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yichezu. You understand? Yeah? The onlookers, with the exception of Moshe, sinned grievously, and that they gazed at the sacred vision while irreverently indulging in food and drink. For that they deserve to die immediately. But God did not stretch out His hand to harm them in order not to mar the joy of the giving of the Torah. Therefore, I'm reading the art scroll. I don't know anything. I'm reading the art scroll. I didn't say anything yet. This is an audio book. I'm reading the books for you. Therefore, the punishments of Nadav and Abihu and the elders were deferred until later on. So there is a blatant contradiction over here now in the Bible. Over here it says that the reason why they died clearly is because of something disrespectful that they did at Seudat Matan Torah. Vayihazu et ha'Elohim, vayuchlu vayishtu. This was irreverence. But Borei Olam said, I don't want to ruin today, I'll ruin another day. We'll wait till a later date, that means deferred. And then on that day, what does the Pasuk say? Go back to our Perasha. So our text comes along and says, they took the pans ויתנו בהם אש וישימו עליה קטורת. They brought what's called es zara, asher lo siva otam. Okay, there's many reasons. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananiah ben Gashar Omer, Asa Barakur, Shepet Yisrael. David, beautiful reconciliation. Azaka Baruch. Beautiful, really. Short and to the point. There are many reasons. To me, that's the best answer. I don't know what's going on here. Do we have the Mikraot Gedolot? Mikraot Gedolot Vayikra. Because here it's saying they died because they brought Es Sara Asher Lo Siva Otam. But over there it's clear. Over there the Pasuk says Beferush that they sat down, they looked at God, Vayichazu, Velo Shalach Yado, God didn't hit them then. God said, I'll wait till later on. And then you come over here and it's totally different reason. It should say they brought the Ketoret, they were doing everything, and but they all said, hey, now's the payback. The bill came due and they died. Let's see if anybody mentions this subject over here about that. Vatetze esh lefnei Hashem. So he brings over here. Oh. I'm reading Sefer HaKamim. He comes along and says, "Ve'afan pi shekevan nigzera alehem mita mishua sheitzitzu b'shchina." Clearly, the death penalty was nigzara Nadav Abihu all the way back in Sefer Shemot. Hayam mamtin mitatam. Borei Olam deferred it. ולא ברבור שהחטא שחטאו בו ביום הוא חטא של מיטה. They didn't do anything on that day that deserved מיטה. מה זה on which day? On the day that they died. What did they do over here that they חייב מיטה? According to all your reasons that you said that they went into the Beit HaMikdash, they drank. What does it say you die if you drink a extra wine? You're going, where's the Chayuv Mita on that? But the command wasn't even given yet. Shtuyei Yam was given after the fact. Shtuyei Yam wasn't given before. Oh, you're going to tell me, oh, because the Gemara says they didn't wash their feet before they went into the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, don't wash your feet. Where does it say that it's Hayyub Mitab? You don't wash your feet before you come to the Beit HaMikdash. You made a sin. Oh, they didn't get married. Okay, they didn't get married. So it was Hayyub Mitab, you don't get married. I don't know, when you get married, there's a Hayyub Mitab. Before you get married, there's a Hayyub Mitab. So what are you talking? They didn't get married.
Yeah, because they didn't get married, they didn't have the death penalty.
What are you saying?
When a guy gets married, he gets the death penalty. They didn't get married.
Okay, so you have a perush on the joke now. Shavim panim la Torah. Shavim panim la jokes. So now the explanation is, so you're going to say, because they said halakha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, all these things don't explain death. I mean, sin. I'm not saying that the whole Gemara Arubin, there's a whole list of things that they did. But none of them are Hayav Mitah. So the Re'em, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, says, you're right. The sin was nothing to do in this parasha. The sin of the Nadav Avihu was in the Sefer Shemot. Vayihazu et ha'Elohim, vayuklu vayishtu. When they sat down and had the Seudat Matan Torah, they looked at God while they were eating, which wasn't respectful. And that's already punishable by death. That's already, you know, whatever, lack of respect to the Shekhinah, you do such a thing. Vayihazu et ha'Elohim. So, but it was delayed to a later date. And on that later date, they really did nothing. They really did nothing at the later date. But what? Borei Olam said, okay, today's the day we're going to take the punishment. You understand how this works, the story of the Nadav Avihu? Many people are not aware of this, what we just said. They have no idea that story over there by Matan Torah is the main story of Nadav Avihu. You cannot learn Parashat Shemini without going back to that episode over there. That's where the main sin was. He's over here with tertiary sins. These are secondary items. And if these sins were committed alone, it wouldn't have caused the consequence. The consequence already was the death sentence was already set from before. Oh. There's a question when the Jewish people came out of Egypt. So it says that God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber na be'oznei ha'am." Speak to the people. V'yishalu ish me'et re'ehu v'yisha me'et shechinta k'le kesef u'k'le zahav. Go plead with the people and tell them to take the money of the Egyptians before they leave. Yomara says, why does God have to plead? Shelo Yomar Oto Tzaddik. So Avraham Avinu is not going to say, oh, you promised them wealth and you didn't give them the wealth. You said, V'harechen Yitzu B'Rechush Gadol. Where's the Rechush Gadol? So I don't want Avraham Avinu to take me to court. So God says, make sure they take the money. That's why it says, Daber Na. Plead with the people as shouldn't have claims against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shouldn't have claims against God. But what does it mean when it says, Daber na be'oznei ha'am? Where are you going to speak? Do you speak to the ears? You have to tell me, when every time it says you speak in the ears? Daber na be'oznei ha'am. I thought you were going to speak in their nostrils. So the Torah says, don't speak in their nostrils. Speak in their ears. Oh, I thought you were going to speak in the follicles of their head. No, don't speak in the follicles. Speak in the ears. Okay. Every time it says to speak, it says ears. And interestingly enough, Rabotai, nowhere does it say clearly that what? That it was a tzivui. It doesn't say it was a commandment. It says, Daber nas, please speak to them, v'yishalu, plead with them to take. God doesn't say, tzav et b'nei yisrael. If it's a commandment to take the money, it should say, like it says by the Korban Pesach. Daber Hashem, daber b'nei yisrael, v'amata lehem, k'mishichu, k'olakeh. Here it's more like God, a suggestion. The berna, plead with them, speak to them. Hey, go to them, say, God said, take the money. Khalas, no, what do you... No, God doesn't command over here. On purpose, He doesn't command. He leaves it up to them almost. But He's giving them advice. Please, I don't know, if Avraham Avinu, whatever it is. Why doesn't He give a commandment? If He wants to take the money, just tell Him, I have to take the money. No pleading, no nothing. When God pleads now, He has to plead for mitzvot. He doesn't say, please put on tefillin. God, put on tefillin. No, please, no nothing. No, please, no thank you. No, you're welcome. And when it comes to this, over here, the benna. Explanation is like this. We have a rule that says, Shiluchem mitzvah enam nizuki. That those that are involved in mitzvot, mitzvah magna umatzla, the mitzvot protect the person. Some say the mitzvot are so strong that it protects the person. Ben be'idna da'asikba, ben be'idna de'lo asikba. The mitzvot that a person does, he creates a guardian angel. That guardian angel protects him. And he has a sheminah, which means no damage can come from a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a protection. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah ahad, koneh lo peraklit ahad. When you do a mitzvah, you create a peraklit. You create a guardian angel. A guardian angel protects you. There's no downside from the mitzvah. Mitzvot only can bring a benefit to a person and a protection to a person. However, Bnei Olam will not command a person in a mitzvah that inherently has dangers. The mitzvah inherently has dangers, and there's a downside in the mitzvah, Borei Olam will not command the person, because God is not going to command the person to get into trouble. You understand? God's not going to command the person to do something that's detrimental. Most of the mitzvot is no downside to it. So therefore God commands the person, then you become a shaliach mitzvah, then you're protected, and no bad will come out of it. But if inherently there's a downside to a mitzvah, somebody olam doesn't. Now, taking money, there's a downside. Because there's nisayon ha'oshev. The test of wealth is a. So God can't command you to take the wealth, because that would almost be commanding you to put yourself in the test of wealth, which most people fail the test of wealth. You understand? So God doesn't command bad things. God's not going to command the person, I want you to go to the movie theater and watch the double feature and then come back and give a derash on it, like some rabbis do on Shabbat. He's not going to tell you to do that. He's going to tell you to do that. Go make avirah, go put yourself in danger and things like that. To Avraham Avinu, there's no such thing as nisayon ha'oshev. Avraham Avinu was tested with wealth. It was Avraham Zaken, Baba Yamin, Hashem Berachet Avraham Bakol. He had everything. But Avraham Avinu was still loyal. So to Avraham Avinu, God says, listen, Avraham's going to have claims. I can be to take the money. To Avraham Avinu, they say, oh, now Osher is easy. It's a walk in the park. So Avraham Avinu is not going to understand. If I tell him, they didn't take the money because, you know, they say, oh, now Osher. I had money, nothing happened to me. And they're my children, they're my grandchildren, so they have my genes. What are you worried about? I don't want Avraham Avinu to use himself. That tzaddik that had the same nisayon. So therefore, God cannot command. You understand? God's not going to give you a tzivui that there's an inherent danger. So that's why it's a suggestion. I'm not making a tzivui. As an example, Rabbotai, God never commands the Meragelim to go to Eretz Yisrael. God tells Moshe, Shalach Lecha. You want to send them? You send them. I never said to send them. Because he knew it's sakana to send the Meragelim they might see things they're not going to understand. They can come back. So how could God command them to put themselves in Nisayon? So God says, understand? And God was right. Like they came back and that's exactly the point. So God cannot say to go take the money. How could God command you to go put yourself in the Nisayon of Oshin? Understand?
Yeah.
And what ended up happening? Because they failed the test of Oshin. What did they do? They made the Eger. Mekesev, Irbeti, Lahem, Az, Zahav, Asul, and Baal. God said, they took all the money from Egypt and they made the Eger. Where they make the Eger, what happened? The Pasuk says by the Eger that they took the gold. Where was the gold? Says Asher be'oznehem. Says it was in their ears. So Borei Olam says, Daber na, I cannot command. I'm just giving a suggestion. You know why? Be'oznei ha'am. Because I know what's going to be be'oznei ha'am. I know be'oznei ha'am, from the ears is going to come the Eger. So Daber na be'oznei ha'am. I cannot command it because I know there's going to be a trouble going to come out. How can I command them to do something that's going to put them over here? So that's the Be'oznei Ha'am. Does it have a Shem Be'oznehem? The one that is in the ears. So you see when we came to receive the Torah, for example. So what does it say? It says, Ilu kerevanu lefnei Har Sinai. If God would have brought us upon Har Sinai and we didn't get the Torah, Dayen, it's good, it's enough. How can it be enough? What's enough? If God brought us to Yankee Stadium and we sat in our seats and they didn't play the seventh game of the World Series, Dayen. What's the benefit? You came to the stadium, they didn't play the seventh game, so what's the benefit of it? So God, hey, you came to Sinai, you had a good view of the mountain. Who cares about a good view of the mountain? Don't think it's to get the Torah. Dayenu. Well, you had said that, you did it twice, so how'd you explain it to your kids? Skip that one. Day dayeno, day dayeno. Huh? Oh, we got some. Right, we're late. Halil, Rabotai. Halil. Hatzot. He asked the question, you told him dayeno, enough questions. Day dayeno, day dayeno, enough questions. So now what happens? So explanation is that it says when we got to Har Sinai, something incredible happened to Am Yisrael. Aska Zuhamatam. The zuhama, the cholesterol that they had in the neshama, pasca. All the toxins and all the stuff that was clogging the neshamot from the chet of Adam and Rishon, all that stuff left them. And as a result, the holy books write, they were able to figure out the entire Torah before it was even given. Just like Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov did. How did Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov know the whole Torah before it was given? They were so tahor in their bodies that they knew the whole Torah. Abraham ate matzot, Yaakov Avinu brought Korban Pesach. They knew the Torah before it was given. Eruv Tavshirin, Eruv Tehomin. They kept the whole Torah before it was given. Ekev Asher Shama Abraham, Bekoli Vayishmon, Meshmartim, Mitzvotai, Chukotai, Betorotai. The Jewish people at Matan Torah, they became so pure that they understood the Torah before it was given. So, Ilu Kerebanu Lefnez Velona Tanara Dayenu, because we got it. So, what you have to give it to us for? Because God said, I'm going to do you a favor. Because as long as you're not commanded to do the Torah, you don't get the benefit. Because the Gemara says, Gadola Mitzuveh, Mishenu Mitzuveh. Why is the Gadol a mitzvah? Because when a person is mitzvah, now you're considered a shaliach mitzvah. Now you're commanded that you can have a protection. If we would have kept the Torah just on our own, ESP, that's very good. But you're not commanded. You're not commanded, you don't get protection. You're not a shaliach. So God said, no, I'm going to command you. I'm going to give you a mitzvah. And you have to, mitzvah, magna umatzla. You understand what happened over in Har Sinai? And Har Sinai, Borei Olam made us mitzuvim ve'osim, which is God gave us a protection now. That when you do a mitzvah, you're not just stop freelancing. When you do a mitzvah, you're serving the Borei. Oh, you're doing a service to the Borei because he was commanded? Oh, there's a protection in such a thing. Understand what's going on over here or no? Oh. Now let's go back to our pesukim over here. They took an ish zara. Understand? They took an ish zara. They took a fire and they put it on the pan. There's really not an avon in what they did. There was no avon in taking an esher. How are you going to burn the ketoret? They took a fire. They put it on the... No commandments. It's the first day they opened the Mishkan. No rules yet. Only problem is, you're right, it wasn't a sin. But it wasn't a tzivui either. So the pasuk says, "Vayitenu b'em esh v'yasimu alem ketoret v'yakrivu lifnei Hashem." They brought it before God told them, "Lifnei Hashem, Asher lo tziva otam." So since it was lo tziva otam, they didn't have a protection at the time that they were doing this service. If it would have been a commandment, then already nothing could have happened to them. But since they were involved in something that was voluntary, Hashem lo tziva, therefore now God said, I could punish them for what they did in the Sefer Shemot. You understand? It's not because of the Esh Zara. It's because Hashem lo tziva. We always learned Hashem lo tziva, that they did something against Hashem. No. There was no tzivui on this mitzvah. So they were doing something voluntarily okay. But voluntarily okay doesn't give you a protection. It's not a mitzvah. And it was since they were not considered or sick by mitzvah at that moment, so Borei Olam said, okay, there's nothing to protect them over here. And since there's nothing to protect them, for whatever reason, that's only God's reason why he decided at that day to do it. There's reasons, obviously. So therefore he brought it back. The old chet of Vayihizu etanuim vayishtu. Understand or no? That's the deep explanation of what happened over here. Vayakrimu lefnei Hashem. So Hashem told them anything about this. Later on, they had rules, but now there's no rules. But I didn't tell them to put the ash on it either. Now, that's why comes out that there's two reasons why they died. It's a combination, I should say. It's a combo. They didn't die because of this, and they didn't die because of that. They died because of the Kabbalah, because at the time that they were doing this Lo Tziva, so that's why Borei Olam was able to get them for what they did. You understand? If it was only this parasha, nothing would have happened. And if it was only last parasha, God deferred it. So nothing would have happened yet. But since at this time over here, there was a fire there already, and the fire wasn't a fire of a mitzvah, Hashem lo tziva. So at that point over there, Borei Olam said, okay, there's a fire that's not Shem mitzvah. Now we can get them on Vayihizu et Elohim. Could be it's a midah keneged midah, because the Shekhinah is Esh. And therefore you look at the Esh, the Esh comes in, so God waited in order to give a midah keneged midah on what they did. They gazed at God, which is Esh Ochla. And the Gemara Hagiga says that anybody that gazes at God, Ratui or Ra'ui Shelo Baal Olam, so therefore Borei Olam waited until. But if the Esh that they would have done would have been considered a mitzvah, so then they would have been protected also at this point over here. But it wasn't an Averah, it was just Hashem Lo Tziva. So combining the Lo Tziva and the Vayehizu, and that's why, Rabotai. Understand? And that's why you see something very odd in this pasuk that you don't see almost in the whole Torah. Under the word Lo Tziva, on the word Lo, there is a note, a cantillation, Ta'amin. I don't even know what this ta'amim is in. What is that ta'amim over here? There's two commas underneath the law. I don't even know what that is called. And I learned ta'amim for many years. Sometimes in the beginning of the Humashim, they give me a key. Oh, here it is. In the beginning of Genesis, it gives me the cantillation marks. Kadma, this, that. I'm looking for it on the chart. Oh. So they call it, the chart here, Mircha Chifula. I guess this is called the mircha, whatever mircha is. And you have two of these. It's called a double mircha. What do we call it even? What do we call that? Oh, very good. So we call it tere ta'ame. You know how to sing it?
Yes. Oh, I love it from Israel. I never knew it before I
came to. How's it going? Do it again. Okay. The reader? You have Israel Sasson?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a lucky man. Okay, anyway, the Tere Ta'ameh, what does Tere Ta'ameh mean?
Two reasons.
Tere Ta'ameh is two reasons. So the Torah comes along over here and puts this odd note that you never find anywhere in the Torah, except in very rare places, to come and say, hey, Rabotai, Rabotai, don't get fooled. It wasn't because of this bazook over here. Tere Ta'ameh.
He didn't tell you that part.
He could have.
Tere Ta'ameh, Rabotai, the two reasons that happened. Now, don't think only because. And by the way, where does it put it? On Hashem Lo Tziva Otam. Because that's the ayun. Not the Ezara. Ezara, good luck. Ezara, no problem. And the problem is the Lotziva. So the Lotziva, you're going to say, so Lotziva, so why do you die? Because Lotziva, they didn't get a commandment. Ah, Tere Ta'ameh. There's two reasons. Go back to Vayahazu et Elohim, and you'll see. So therefore, the Ta'amim are consistent with our Darash this morning. That's the Hadush on the Parasha. Well, there is Pirkei Avot also this week, as we know. We'll say one idea on the Pirkei Avot. Which Perek is this week, Rabotai? I lost track. This week is Perek Aleph. These are incredible Mishnayot. Beautiful Mishnayot. Pirkei Avot is the ethics. There's no halachot in Pirkei Avot. These are the laws of conduct. Understand? This is the laws of character. Character traits. Every Mishnah gives you another midah, another way to behave. Derech Eretz. My opinion, they should teach Pirkei Avot and Yeshivot. There should be a separate class, Pirkei Avot. Because the kids are learning all these halachot, but where's the Derech Eretz? This is Derech Eretz. Kadmah LaTorah comes before the Torah. Chacham Baruch and again David made us memorize the Pirkei Avot Ba'al Peh. Not only did he teach it to us, we have to know the whole Pirkei Avot by heart. That means it's an important thing. Okay, so let's learn the first ethics. So the book starts off, Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. Finished. Already I'm stuck. What in the world is that doing in the book of ethics? Moshe received the Torah at Sinai. I'm not doubting it. That this doesn't belong in Pirkei Avot. I thought it's going to start off and say, be kind to your neighbor. I thought it's going to start off and say, never tell a lie. Or one of these, proper etiquette rules. And then you come and tell me the book of ethics, Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai, Moses received the Torah at Sinai. Yeah, and this belongs in Masechet Berachot, maybe. I don't know, start off Shas with that. Moshe got the Torah at Sinai in Bechavot. Why was this piece of information revealed to us, something we know already anyway, but why was it revealed to us in Masechet Avot, in Pirkei Avot? So I'll explain I'll explain it to you. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there are 613 mitzvot in the Torah, 248 positive and 365 negatives. That's Ramah mitzvot aseh and Shasah mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Amazingly enough, the Zohar says that the Torah, which is made up of 613 components, the human body is made up of exactly the same amount of components. There's 248 limbs, if you count the limbs of a person's body, each one corresponding another mitzvah. And there's 365 tendons.
Sinus. S-I-N-E-W-S.
There's 365 tendons and ligaments that attach the bone to the flesh. If you cut the ligaments in a person's body, you'll see there's every in the baseball player got a torn ligament that connects the bone to the flesh. So therefore, there's 365 of those, each one corresponding a negative commandment. Amazing thing. Shlomo HaMelech hinted this in his book of Kohelet. He said, Sof Tavar, bottom line. Sof Tavar is bottom line. Akol Nishma. Everybody has to hear this. Et Elohim Yera. Fear God. That means keep the 365 negative commandments. The reason why we don't transgress a sin is because we have fear of God. The reason why we don't make an Averah is because we have fear of God. The Mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh is Yira'ah. So Et HaElohim Yira'ah Vet Mitzvotav Shemot. And keep the 248 commandments. You know why? Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Because that's the whole man as well. Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Human beings are also made up of 613 parts. And therefore, every time you do a mitzvah, you're bringing life to that limb, And every time you do an avera, you're bringing chas v'shalom damage to that ligament. Now, I don't have a chalk to tell you, you know, this is connected to that, this is connected to that. Maybe there's a book that says it. But the Zohar HaKadosh really says that the neshama of a person also has 613 parts, spiritual parts. And if a person wants to give life to his full neshama, you need to do the Taryag Mitzvot, Mitzvot Aseh, Mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh. That's the way it works, Rabotai. So you shouldn't think, oh, what is Mitzvot doing for me anyway? You don't realize it's a nutrient for the soul. Vitamins for the soul. Although it's not evident. The FDA hasn't proven yet these health benefits of mitzvot for the body and the soul. Nor is the Surgeon General of the United States of America, you know, telling us on a New York Post, it doesn't say warning, the Surgeon General says that this newspaper will kill you. It doesn't say that. Because it's filled with Lashon Hara, Netzanut, Arayot, Milud, that they don't say nothing. That they have no problem. Understand? The Surgeon General hasn't yet figured out that there's other things besides scrambled eggs and all the other things that they want to ban from us that are dangerous to us. So basically what it's saying is, as long as you have healthy bones, and as long as you have healthy ligaments, Taryag Mitzvot, you're okay. But it's not true. Because you could have the healthiest ligaments, and sinew, and you could have the healthiest bones, meaning calcium, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin C, all the vitamins, the whole alphabet. But if you're missing one element, you have no life. See, I could have the best car, the newest engine, newest wheels, but if I don't have fuel, and there's no oil in the engine, it's not going to run. And the fuel that runs a body is called blood. You need blood. Only problem is, where's the blood in the Torah? The 248 limbs is the bones. The 365 don'ts is the ligaments. But the main item's missing. You understand? Kizeh kol ha'adam. What is kizeh kol ha'adam? You could have all these items, but without blood, if you didn't fill the tank up with blood, you have nothing. So the Torah comes and says, you know what's in the blood? Ki adamu ha-nefesh. Personality is in the blood. Traits, midot, that's in the blood of a person. You say, guys, hot-blooded, the person's cold-blooded, cold-blooded murder, hot-blooded passion. Always when they talk about nature, nature is in the blood, midot is in the blood. You understand? And if you make an analysis, you'll see that you can keep the Taryag Mitzvot. However, a doctor will always diagnose a patient, a good doctor, to look at the root of why he's sick. An amateur, novice doctor treats symptoms. That comes in sneezing, hey, there's a cold medicine. A good doctor says, hold it. Why are you getting this cold? Ah, you know why? Because you're doing this, stop this, and the cold will never come back.
It's a blood test.
Which means he goes to the root. Very good. Goes to the root. You said good. Goes to the root, Rabotai. Nachamim say every avera that a person commits has its roots in bad midot. It's bad blood. Either ga'ava, kavod, ta'ava, ka'as, all the bad midot That's the root of every sin that a person is going to commit. And therefore, if the midot are bad, even though his religion is very strong, eventually the midot will topple him. Just like if a person has the healthiest body, but there's poison in the blood will kill him. I'll give you a simple example. We talked about the spies. Yes? The spies? What does the Pasuk say about the spies? Kulam anashim. Anashim tzadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu handpicked them. Hashem b'nei Yisrael hema. They were the greatest of the bunch. What does it mean, tzadikim? Tzadikim means they kept the Tariq mitzvot. They were not, lightweights. They were holy people. Kulam anashim. What happened, but? What did them in? What did them in? The Zohar HaKadosh says they came back with a bad report. Why? They didn't make one avera. When they were there, they prayed three times a day. They ate kemach yashar. They didn't eat any strawberries, it says. So they kept all the main mitzvot of the Torah. Oh, so what happened? What happened? What was their sin? They thought that maybe if they go into Israel, they're going to have re-elections. And they're going to lose their positions. Kavod got them. With two tefillin on, and with kemach yashan, and with shaking in the Amidah, and peot, and all that. But what toppled the whole religion? The blood. Kavod. Understand? All midot. Midot can ruin a guy. Even the guy's religious, so to speak. But if the midot are no good, he's finished. That is the item that... Yerovam ben Nebat. Go back. Yerovam ben Nebat. Anybody here have Yerovam ben Nebat? Yerovam ben Nebat. Who's Yerovam ben Nebat? 16th President of the United States. Yerovam ben Nebat. You heard of him, Emil? He was one of the kings of Israel. Who appointed Yerovam ben Nebat? Not the electorate. God. Appointed by God. God chose the best of the group. Yerovam ben Nebat was the greatest Tamid Hakam. He can give Dirashot from here to tomorrow. On the letter Lamed already, he can give you Dirashot from here to tomorrow. You cannot say one Dirashot on the letter Lamed. He gave hundreds of Dirashot just on the neck of the letter Lamed. Religious? What's the question? Anyway, there's an opinion that says Yerovam ben Nebat, no Olam Abba. What all is religion? Why?
Kavod.
Exactly. Kavod, Ga'ava. Jealousy, finished, did him in. So you see, you could have the best bones and the best ligaments, but if your midot are no good, it ruins you. It ruins you. It's gonna destroy. And huh?
He was jealous of.
Jealous of David HaMelech. He was jealous of the king of the Davidic dynasty. The Gemara Sanhedrin. So you see over here, Rabotai, it's all in the midot. But we're too busy. Halachot, halachot, halachot. We're not working on the blood. We don't realize that if you don't work on the midot. Somebody asked me recently, why do you call these this Pirkei Avot? I said, because it tells the stories of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. No, there's not one story of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in this book. So they call it Pirkei Imahot. The feminists are marching outside. Hey, it should be Pirkei Imahot. Exactly, who knows? Exactly. Some feminists somewhere, they probably changed it. Pirkei Imahot. Ethics of our mothers. Another guy says it's called Pirkei Shevatim. It talks just as much as the Avot as the Imahot as the Shevatim. Why is it called Pirkei Avot? Explanation is Avot doesn't mean fathers. And Shabbat is 39 Avot Melachot. What does that mean, 39 Avot Melachot? 39 primary items that are forbidden. Av means something that's primary. There's many more things than 39 that are forbidden. But these are the primary. What does primary mean? Primary comes first. Understand? And therefore, when we come along and call this book Pirkei Avot, we're saying, this is the primary. This comes first. Like you said, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's the Av of the religion. It's the father. It's the starting point. Once the blood is good, so now you go build a religion when you have good midot and good derech eretz and good whatever it is. So this is very, very important in order to So now I understand my answer to my original question. Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai. It's giving us an introduction to the book. Yet Moshe received Torah from Sinai. That's the laws. Torah Mesinai, that'll take care of your body. 613 laws from Sinai, 611 Moshe gave us, two God gave us himself, Torah's Gematria 611, Torah Sivadana Moshe, Moshe gave us 611, and God gave us the other two. Moshe Kibir Torah Mesinai, that's the frame of the body. Now, go start working on the blood. Which means the introduction to Pirkei Avot has to tell you, Rabotai, it's not enough Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. You go, Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai is not going to sustain you. That's just going to keep the limbs and the ligaments of the neshama. But the blood of the neshama is the midot. First two letters in midot, incidentally, is Mem Dalet, which is Dam. That's just the Derech Agav. Midot is in the Dam. That's right. Midah is Hadam. It's in the blood. This is blood work, Rabotai. Now, what's the goal? The blood is red. The blood is red. Red always represents judgment, deen. Huh? You got an F. I never got an F before, Joe. I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know that. Everybody gives the mashal according to what they understand. 100 is in black. Now, this is the explanation I'm telling you. The goal is to purify oneself. To purify the dam, that it should be tahor, it should be dam is tameh. But there's a certain type of dam that's tahor. Dam can be tahor, not even talking about dam, dam is always tameh. But there's a certain type of blood in a woman that's tahor. Everybody knows what it is, but nobody said the right answer because you're humble, you don't want to say the right answer in front of you. So everybody screams out what they think it is, but because you're so humble, you don't want to say it. So I'll say it for you. The Gemara says, when a lady gives birth, all of a sudden she starts to have milk to nurse the baby. All of a sudden she turns into a milk factory. To a Delwood factory. From where did this milk all of a sudden come from? So the Gemara says in Nida, Dam na'asa halav. Most of the time when a lady gives birth, she doesn't get a period. What happens to that blood? Exactly. It transforms and turns into milk. And the milk is not only tahor, but the milk is life-sustaining, and the milk is... Understand? So there's a certain type of blood that's tahor. That's the blood that... And that's the goal of everyone. The goal of everyone is that the blood should become tahor, that the midot should become tahor, that it should be a purification. Instead of dam that's tameh, it should be... When the Jewish people came out of Egypt... There was Tum'ah, we were on the 49th level of Tum'ah. Like a lady, that when she sees blood, she's Tum'ah. The only thing is, a lady, she has to wait 7 days. But we had so much Tum'ah, God says you have to wait 7 days. It's time seven. Seven weeks in order to purify us from the Tum'ah. We saw all the bad midot of Egypt and all the bad traits, and therefore, every single day of Sefirat HaOmer, what are we trying to do? A different midah. Every day is another midah. Yesod shebegibura, and chesed shebenetzah, and so on. Every day we're working on another midah. Until finally comes Shavuot, we're finished. And now the blood is pure. And therefore, what's our custom on Shavuot? What do we eat on Shavuot?
Laban.
Why? Dam na'asa halav. Dam na'asa halav. That's why we have milk on Shavuot. That symbolizes that we purified our dam, we purified the midot. For 49 days we're working on ourselves. And now already the dam is dam tohar. It's clean. It's white. It's white like blood. It's white like milk. And this is the purpose why we read the Pirkei Avot during these weeks. And therefore there's no better introduction to Pirkei Avot than Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. That's in order to remind us of this major principle that it's not enough. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. That Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, you know what it means? The dealer dropped off a new Cadillac to your driveway. That's all it means. And now you have to take it to the gas station. Oh, the Kavod is the gas station which already fuels the body. And that's why I'll conclude with this, because I see everybody's leaving anyway. So I'll conclude with this. So we have a minyan to Kaddish. Shouldn't have a Hazar Shalom Zimun. The Pasuk says, the pasuk says, in the Haggadah of Pesach, Yemechayecha hayamin, kol yemechayecha halelot. So you see, the word kol comes to include. The pasuk it is said. That what? The man to score it, Yom Setcha Meres Mesraim, Yemechayecha. Why did it say, Kol Yemechayecha? If it just said this one, Yemechayecha, I would have said, you have to remember Yisrael Mesraim in the day. How do I know you have to remember even in the night? Kol. Kol is Lerabot. Understand? Yemechayecha Hayyamim, Kol Yemechayecha Hallelot. Shlomo HaMelech said, Sof Davar, bottom line, I call Nishma, everybody has to listen. Et Elohim Yira, you have to fear God, that's the keeper 600, that's the 365, lo ta'aseh. Vit mitzvotav shemor, keep the 248 mitzvot. He doesn't say, ki zeh ha'adam. If he just would have said, ki zeh ha'adam, that's referring to the 613. He says, Kizeh kol adam, kol lerabot et adam. He's coming to there. Don't forget the kol. Don't forget the kol. That's the blood over there. That's the main item. That's the main item. Question is why? Why is kol the blood? Why is it kol? Because, Rabotai, when do we make this tikkun of the midot? During the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuot. And Shavuot is the 50th day, that's when Dam Na'asa Halav. And Kol is how much? 50. And therefore, Kizeh Kol, Kol Adam is referring to the midot. The midot that we fix during the 7 weeks and then finally come on the Shavuot day to receive the Torah. Don't only worry about the Ha'adam. Don't only worry about the framework. You have to worry about Kol Ha'adam, what's inside of the Adam. That's the Dam Na'asa Halav. Therefore, as I said again, there's no better way to start off this primary limud called the Pirkei Avot by saying Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Baruch Amen.